I believe what the Lord had given me this morning, and if you didn't hear last week's message, I will encourage you to get it. What God wants to happen that we as believers will rise and take our place in the earth for what he had given us. You have heard me quote and mention Brother Hagin more than once, because I found that there's a lot of truth that God gave him. I had the privilege, some of you here may have had the privilege. I had the privilege to sit in the classroom under his ministry. I had the privilege to travel to different seminars where he was conducting. And I had the privilege to study his life to some degree, pretty intense study. And he said, made a statement, and this is, and I know it's the truth. The church, he said, the church have not gotten out of the babyhood stage of their Christian growth and walk with the Lord. And I wonder, why is it that we have all this treasure, all this wealth, all this freedom, all this power, all this authority, all this grace, love and mercy? And why are we allowing the enemy to dominate in too many areas? And I have to start with me first. And so what you do, like you do when you're doing something in a classroom or on a job, if you're in charge, you have to make an evaluation of what you're doing and check out and see what you're not doing and find out what's not working that you're doing. Find out what you're doing is not working. There's no use to keep doing it. That's insanity going on rampage. You know it's not working, you just keep doing it. So to find out, because we have found out, y'all ready? We have found out we don't have to check with God. Everything he said is the truth. On his part, there ain't nothing he has to fix. It's already done. When Jesus got up that Sunday morning, whatever morning it was, when he got up and he took his blood and offered on the altar of God, he took his blood, it was finished. It was done. There ain't nobody, nothing, listen, there's no one, nobody, nowhere in existence can change. It's done. If he says you're a new creature, can't nobody change that. When you accept that and make that your own, there's nobody can come up and change that and do something against your will. Your will gonna have to come into play in order for that to get changed. You have to give it up. The devil does not have any, listen, and have any kind of stuff in his arsenal that he can rise up and just walk over you and make you become what he wants you to become. He just doesn't have it. He is a defeated foe. He lost everything he was in charge of. Are y'all in the house? What he's doing is working on your mind, using your time, working on your mind. With deception, with lies and schemes and cleverness in your mind, in the flesh, and your flesh should be crucified. And you allowing it to say stuff and do stuff and control you in areas that it should be crucified. It has no voice, shouldn't have anything to say but what you tell it to do. I like what Smith Wigglesworth says. I love this, and I'm learning this. Let me get to my thing here. I shall be timely to the point. I like what Wigglesworth says. They ask him, says, Wigglesworth, how you doing? He said, I never ask Wigglesworth how he's doing. I always tell him how he is. I'm going to say that again because half you. He said, I never ask Wigglesworth how he's doing. I always tell him how he's doing. So this morning I told you, I don't know how many of you believe me, but I said it anyway. We're going to talk about submit and what? How many remember? Submit and what? Submit and resist. You got it? Our subject is still the same. I believe God. All right, everybody say that with me. I believe God. Say it again. I believe God. Who do you believe? God's word is what? Truth. It can never be changed. The truth that is God's word. Isn't God neat? Isn't God wonderful? He wrote it down for you and me so we could read it. And he didn't leave it up to us. You listen now real good because we're going to submit and resist. He did not leave it up to you on your own to read this word and find out what it was really saying. He gave you a helper. And the helper is called the Holy Spirit. And he was sent on the day of Pentecost. And he said, I'm sending you what? Another helper, comforter, strengthener, standby, and so forth. That he may abide with you 3 days and then he'll leave. Oh, forever? How long? So, he is the one that lives in every born-again believer. Listen to what I'm saying so we can get on with submit and resist. He is the one where some believers have missed it. And this is why we do what we do. We have to obey the word of God.